So we have been, we've just heard a verse from the Bible read, we've sung about it, and we're going to spend a few minutes thinking about it in a bit of depth to understand what it means. It's in the book of Romans, and we've been looking at that together with the grown-ups. And this verse is a great summary of where we've got up to, and it's also a great summary of what it is we as Christians believe. And we can see we've got nearly all the first half written up here. And we're looking at something. Paul is talking about something here called the wages of sin. That might sound a bit funny. And to get us thinking, first of all, about wages, I've got a little quiz for us. We're going to see five names come on the screen here, if we're lucky. In case you can't see them, I'll read them out. So we've got J.K. Rowling, who's a writer. Wayne Rooney, a footballer. David Cameron, who's the Prime Minister, you should know that one. Harry Styles, for those of you who don't know, is a musician of sorts. And Justin Welby is the Archbishop of Canterbury. Now, what I want you to do is turn to the person next to you, and you might need a bit of help from people older or younger than you with this, and think, who do you reckon earns the most money, who has the most wages per year, who has the least? And try and put them in order. See if you can work it out. And if you think you've got that, you can even try and guess how much they get. And I'll try and sort myself out while you're doing that. You got them? Oh. Great, well that'll do. You've had enough time. We won't go round and get answers because I'm not quite sure how we'd do that. So what we'll do, you know what you've said the answers are. We'll put them up. I'm going to trust you to tell me whether you got it right or not. So, in ascending order, with their wages per year, at the bottom is Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, $75,000 per year. Next is David Cameron, $142,000. Third place, J.K. Rowling, $9.3 million. Fourth, Wayne Rooney, $17 million. And top is Harry Styles. I worked out, I guessed a bit, but at £30 million. Now, the point of... Well, did anyone get that right, just out of interest? Of course, of course. Well done. Now, the point of wages is that these people do something very well, and therefore, they get their wages. They do their job, and therefore, they deserve to get paid for it. Now, unfortunately, we don't have Wayne Rooney with us here today, but we have got our very own footballer, who should be coming out now, wearing his Spurs shirt. There he is. Now, here's our footballer, and we've got our goal here, in case you're wondering what this is. Now, if our footballer is playing, and he does well, maybe he scores a goal. Great goal. He's done well. So, he will deserve to get his wages. And wages always come in a wage packet. There you go. What are your wages? That's a tidy goal bonus there. Very good. But then, we realise here, Paul isn't talking about getting wages for doing something good. He's talking about wages you get for doing something bad. What you deserve when you do something wrong. So maybe our footballer here, instead of scoring some goals, instead, he misses... He's not very good. Maybe he's not very nice to people. Maybe he's cheating. He's got a bad attitude. Ooh, very bad attitude. And in that case, his wages would be something completely different. Maybe he'd be dropped. Maybe he'd be substituted. Or in this case, maybe he'd get a red card. Great. But Paul here isn't talking about the wages we get for playing football badly. He's talking about the wages we get for sinning. Now, what is sin? At St. Peter's, we find a helpful way of remembering it is using this little, these words here. And we can see that sin is when we say to God, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your rules. Sins are all those things we know we shouldn't do, that God tells us not to do, but we do them anyway. And if that's what sin is, it means that every one of us sin. Me, all of you, young and old, even our footballer friend here. So, what does the verse say that the wages of sin is? If we all get them, our footballer can take the envelope, take it out. And we see that the wages of sin is death. Do you want to stick this up for us? Is that all right? Great stuff. So the wages of sin is death. What we deserve for saying to God, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your rules, is death. What does Paul mean when he says that? Well, he's not just talking about physical death that will happen to all of us one day. It's even more than that. Sorry, Andrew, do you want to grab a seat? Thank you so much for your help. It's even more than that. You see, when someone dies, it can feel really sad, can't it? Because we've been cut off from them, and we won't see them again. And the death that Paul is talking about here is just like that. It's sad because we've been cut off, but not just from people, but from God and all of the good things that he gives us. Everything that he gives us that's good and life-giving, we won't have anymore. That means no more fun. No more family. No more friendship. Things we think, well, they might just end anyway when we die. Actually, God says, they don't just stop. You deserve to never have them again. That sounds horrible, doesn't it? But it is fair. Because when we sin, we say to God, actually, God, go away. I think I can do better without you. And God does that. He leaves us be. And he leaves us be. And he takes away the good things that he gives us. See, that is our wages of sin. It's death. What we deserve for saying to God, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your rules, is to be cut off from God and all the good things that he gives us. So we've seen wages of sin is death. What we deserve for sinning is death, being cut off from the good things that God gives us. Just find the right page. But now we're going to be looking at the gift of God, what the gift of God is. And I actually have, hold on, a gift here for one lucky person. Who would like to have my gift? No, that's handy. Ethan, do you want to come up and you can have this gift? Before I give it to you, what can you give to me to make it worth it? Have you got anything? Of course you haven't. That's fine, because if you did, that would not be a gift. You don't do something to earn a gift. You don't give something so you receive a gift. You just give gifts. And that's what God does here. God doesn't give us this gift because we've done anything to deserve it. He gives it to us. Because he loves us. What is the gift? Ethan, open it up. And there's something else in there as well. It's just a piece of paper, but it's got the word on. There you go. Well done. Do you want to open it up and show everyone? What does it say?
Eternal life.
Eternal life. Great stuff. Well, am I okay to take this bit of the gift I've just given you? Great stuff. I'm going to get a pin and stick that up. Oh, there's one on the floor. Well done. Ethan, you can grab a seat. I'm sure, will you share that with everyone at the end? Yeah, good stuff. Right, so here is our gift. Eternal life. I'll put another pin in there. Great stuff. And you might be thinking, it's hard, isn't it? Even though this is just a word written on a piece of paper, sometimes sweets can seem even more exciting, can't they? What is great about eternal life? Well, I do believe this is the best present that we could ever be given. Now, eternal life doesn't just mean that we don't die here on earth and we live forever. God's amazing present to us isn't some amazing anti-aging cream. You see, it means that we can have life forever with God instead of the death that we deserve. It means we can enjoy all the good things that God gives us. It means we can be happy and never worry about things going wrong. And best of all, we'll have this because we'll be living forever with God. This is the best possible present that we could be given, especially because we deserve the complete opposite. But how does God give us this amazing gift? Imagine if Ethan had unwrapped the present and in it had been some keys to a brand new car. Ethan probably been thinking, great present, hope he wouldn't drive it, but how has Johnny given me this? Has he nicked it? Has he built it? How's he got this? And we might be thinking the same with this present. If we deserve death because we sin, how can God give us eternal life? And the answer to that is in the last part of the verse. Let me just take this down. There we go. You see, God gives us the gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. What does that mean? How does that explain how we can get this gift? Well, it's quite simple. You see, we deserve death. We saw, didn't we, that that was our wages. We deserve death. If we deserve death, then someone needs to take our wages. Someone has to take the death that we deserve. And the verse tells us that that somebody is Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, he took the death we deserve. He took our wages. He didn't just die physically. Like we've been learning, he was separated from all of God's goodness. And that was horrible for Jesus. But he had to do it so God could give us this eternal life. And Jesus went through with it because he loves us so much that he wants us to have eternal life with him forever. What an amazing gift. What an amazing thing for Jesus to do. It really is an amazing gift. But gifts have to be accepted, don't they? When I gave Ethan the present, he could have come up and said, "No, actually, I don't want it," and left it here. Or maybe he could have taken it away and not unwrapped it, put it in his room, and just left it there. I've got here a W.H. Smith book card that I was given for my 16th birthday from my Auntie Pip and Uncle Basil. And I got very excited about this. £5. I could buy at least some of a book, maybe a magazine if they'd accept it. I don't know what constitutes a book. But when I finally got around to spending it, I looked at the back and it says, "This card would expire after 24 months of non-use." And I was gutted. I haven't told my Auntie Pip and Uncle Basil, but I'm sure they'd be gutted too. What a waste. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter too much, does it? A wasted £5 book card is a pity. But imagine not getting round to opening this amazing gift. This is the kind of gift we never want to put off opening. We want to open it as soon as we can. Because if we don't want this amazing gift, or we keep putting off accepting it, then God will give us what we deserve. God will give us our wages for sin, and we saw that that is death. Being cut off from God and all the good things he gives us. This is the best gift we could ever get. We don't want to put off taking it. And if you've already opened it, then you'll know what an amazing gift it is. But we need to remember that it is a gift. It's not something we can earn. The only thing we can earn, we've seen, is death. And for the last few weeks, with the grown-ups, when we've been looking in Romans, we've seen that Paul wants us to remember this. We need to remember that because of this gift, we aren't headed for death anymore. We're headed towards eternal life. Then it's right that we act like people that are heading for eternal life with God forever. I'm going to pray now, and I'm going to ask us that God would help us to accept this gift, to enjoy this gift, and remember we've been given this gift. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this amazing verse in the Bible and what it teaches us. Thank you that even though because we sin we deserve death, you sent Jesus to die for us so that you could give us life, eternal life with you forever. Help us to accept this gift and take it. Help us to remember that you've given us this gift, that it is a gift, and help us to enjoy it. Amen.